After the Uluru Statement of the Heart was rejected, calls have grown for a treaty process. Victoria Greens MP Lydia Thorpe led a meeting and gathering of clan elders and members of the Indigenous community outside State Parliament in Victoria yesterday to demand recognition of clan elders in the state's treaties process. Pranav Harish asked her what the importance of this treaty is for clan elders.
Well, it's about grassroots. It's about sovereign people who've been here since the beginning of time, since before colonisation. It's about ensuring that every clan in Victoria is part of this process and has a seat at the decision-making table on a treaty that affects them.
Has there been any discussion or any steps that have been taken to pursue a treaty process in the Victorian State Parliament?
So the elders, through the Victorian Traditional Owner Land Justice Group, and the support of me as a Greens MP with a portfolio of Aboriginal Affairs, made the gathering happen yesterday where elders could have a voice in this process, and a elders council was set up, and a part of the Greens amendments into the treaty bill is to have an elders council participate in the decision-making processes that have anything to do with treaty going forward.
You did mention the Elders Council there, which you have definitely been working hard to push forward. The main purpose of this Elders Council is to ensure that there is a greater participation of clan elders in the treaty process. Is that why you are actively trying to push for an Elders Council to be established?
Absolutely, absolutely. All clan elders should be represented as part of this process. As I said, it's their lands that have been affected throughout colonisation in what is now the state of Victoria, and so they should have the ultimate authority to be able to participate and take this treaty process forward.
Well, there was a bill that was introduced late last year in the Victorian Parliament that outlined guiding principles for treaty negotiations and looked to support equal participation of elders. Were you in favour of this bill, and did you think that this bill was effective in the overall agenda of the treaty process?
Look, I congratulate the government, the Labor government, for introducing the Treaty Advancement Bill. I don't think that it encourages clan elders as much as you think that it does. I think that, with the number of Greens amendments that we're proposing to the government, will strengthen the treaty bill and the legislation. So we're hoping to hear from the government sometime this week or next week on what they believe, could go through in terms of amendments to strengthen the bill.
What outcomes are you hoping that the meeting yesterday will deliver?
I think that in terms of the treaty legislation, the meeting yesterday established an Elders Council or Clan Elders Council. Now, one of the amendments in the bill that we're asking for is that the Treaty Commissioner works with the Clan Elders Council to put forward a recommendation for the treaty process with the government. Treaty is not just for First People of this country. Treaty is an agreement between two parties. Treaty is important for First People of this country, but it should also be equally important for all Australians, because it is a time for peace, it's a time for coming together. And if we can all come together and have a conversation on treaty and how we can work together to achieve great things for this country, then I think treaty is certainly a mechanism to make that happen.